What is impact investing? We'll just start at the beginning. And I've got a definition here, but it is just a definition. And the one thing that's true in this area is that there are lots and lots of definitions, and most of them are contradictory. And I've pulled out this one: investments made into companies, organizations, and funds with the intention to generate measurable social and environmental impact alongside financial return. The GIN is a great organization. What my kids would hear when I say this is, investments, blah, 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 social environmental impact, blah, 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 financial return. I think that's the key, though, to the definition of impact investing. It's an investment that has a combination of both social or environmental impact or charitable impact and some sort of financial return. Those are the key pieces of a definition that you'll find in everybody's definition. But what we want to do today is break down that high level umbrella term impact investing and find out, what does that really mean and what is that in practice? And it turns out that there's a wide range of activities, and that for private foundations, these activities sort of map to the types of activities you have historically done. Typically in a private foundation and in a community foundation, you've got a program silo and you've got an investing silo. You've got these two sort of sides of the organization. And impact investing sort of spans the gap between the traditional program activity of grant making, which is completely focused on charitable impact, and the traditional activity of investing, which is historically focused solely on financial return. And so impact investing spans these activities that blend these two operations.